From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for June 25, 2013. After a dry winter, grasshoppers are becoming a problem as expected, but they are not as severe or as profuse as they were during the 2011 drought, according to a Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service expert. Today I talked to Dr. Alan Knutson, an AgriLife Extension entomologist based in Dallas.
Well, it's midsummer, and the grasshoppers have gotten bigger. They're now winged, so they're moving around more and moving into other crops and orchards. The problem continues with grasshoppers, I think, from our earlier years of real dry weather. It's a carryover effect. The eggs that were laid last year, hatched out into grasshoppers this year. And although some areas have had good rains, which generally reduce grasshopper numbers, other areas have not, and they're still a problem. When we get rainy weather, more humid weather, it encourages diseases that attack young grasshoppers, fungal diseases primarily, and that reduces the numbers. When it's hot and dry in the spring, those diseases do not spread or develop, and grasshopper survival is much higher.
Two or three years ago, they were just eating up everything. Are they projected to be that bad this year?
Well, it seems to be more spotty this year. Some areas, don't have grasshopper problems, and then other areas are very intense. It's not always clear why that is. Sometimes it seems to be associated with more rainfall would account for fewer grasshoppers, but in other areas it's really not clear why they have so many. But I think it's more spotty this year than, say, 2011 when we had that widespread drought.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.